In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. This is one of my favorite gospel stories. I've heard so many sermons, I'm sure you have, and most sermons on this passage lean towards reminding us to keep our eyes on Jesus. I've even preached sermons reminding us to do that as well. One sermon in particular that I heard was the summer just after moving to Alexandria, Virginia, before classes started at the seminary there. I was terrified, wondering what the heck I had gotten myself into. The preacher that Sunday invited us to close our eyes and imagine being in the boat, sitting there with the boat being slammed by wind and rain, and Jesus calling us out of the boat to step into the water or onto the water. And when we felt ready for us to step out of our pews into the aisle, he gave us as much time as we needed to do this. It took me quite a while. He was patient. And when I got up and stood out there and opened my eyes, I saw that some people never did it. They were still sitting there. I'm not sure if they didn't like the exercise of an interactive sermon, or they never felt courageous enough to step out, never able to really trust Jesus that much. If we look at this story, and Peter's story, he really starts out being very courageous. Here Peter is in a boat, in the middle of a storm, with strong winds. Now, having gone what we just went through this past week, can relate to strong winds. And waves that battered the boat. And then Jesus scares the bejesus out of Peter and his friends, walking towards them on the water. Walking on the water in a storm. In the middle of this storm, Jesus invites Peter to step out of the safety of that boat and onto the water. And he does. He does. That took courage. That took faith. We forget that part sometimes because we focus on what happens next. Peter takes his eyes off Jesus and begins to sink. Well, of course he does. This is actually the part I can relate to, the taking the eyes off of Jesus in a storm part. I mean, if Jesus had calmed the seas and the wind before he invited Peter to step out, and then Peter looked away, I might be a little more surprised at Peter, although just the fact that he found himself standing on water would have been enough to shake him up, I'm sure. But those waves were still coming, and the wind was still blowing. Of course he looked to see what might be heading his way, ready to knock him down, drag him under, suck him in. Of course, he took his eyes off of Jesus. We don't need to be reminded or told that we shouldn't take our eyes off Jesus. We all know that. Of course we know that. Jesus is our strength, our savior, our lifeline. But the reality of life is that those waves sometimes come fast and hard and can be really, really big. Sometimes those waves are huge, and sometimes they're just big enough to knock us off our feet. They come in all shapes and sizes. Those waves can look like cancer, or MS, or Alzheimer's, or COVID-19. Or they can look like being laid off from work, having unemployment run out, or not being able to work because your children aren't going back to school, or living on a fixed income and things are getting more and more expensive. Or sometimes things are just overwhelming at work and at home at the same time for all kinds of reasons. Those waves can look like one more act of racial injustice, or one more homophobic remark, or another hateful, hurtful comment by a colleague. Those waves can look like being isolated for the fifth month with no end in sight, or like not gathering with your beloved faith community, or not hugging your grandchildren since February. They can look like losing a loved one, or getting divorced, or being betrayed by someone you thought you could trust. Sometimes the waves and the wind are unceasing. There are times those waves come fast, one after another. And other times, there's one big tsunami. However that storm comes, those waves hit, it's really hard not to look at them and take your eyes off Jesus. But I think this story really is more about Jesus than Peter. It's about what Jesus does in spite of Peter taking his eyes off of him. What we hear in verse 31 is for me the most important line in this whole passage right now. It says, Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him. Immediately reached out his hand and caught him. Jesus caught Peter before he got knocked down and went under, before he sunk into the deep, before he drowned in that storm. Jesus did not let Peter down. How many times has that saving hand been there for you, caught you just in time? I know for me, more times than I can count. That saving hand has taken so many forms over the years. Like the time I felt completely over my head at seminary, taking 6 classes, including Greek, and I hadn't been in school in 20 years, and Doug didn't have a job, and his compensation package was gonna run out, and unemployment was not gonna cover our living expenses. And I saw wave after wave coming my way. Then Jesus' hand looked like my study group that helped me get back into the academic mode. And the folks at St. Mary's Manchester, that was our home parish at the time, that sent us a check every now and then. And Doug being nudged to just the right temp agency that then led him to the perfect job. And Jesus' hand took on many forms when I saw a tsunami coming in 2011. I had been a priest for 9 years, 5 at the church that I was the only paid staff person. I was so burnt out. I was, beyond exhausted. That wave was huge. And I had certainly taken my eyes off of Jesus. Jesus' hand reached out to reach me with an amazing parish team who helped me write a grant that won a Lilly grant, paying 100% of a 3.5-month sabbatical that allowed me to travel, to rest, and heal physically, emotionally, and spiritually, saving me from drowning for sure. These are just 2 of so many ways Jesus has caught me before the waves took me under, reached out and caught me with a phone call from a friend when I was grieving, someone who said, "What can I do to help?" and then did just what I needed, or someone who pointed me in the right direction when I felt lost, or when we shut down a few months ago and I had no idea how to do church online and was completely overwhelmed. And John Korber said, "I can help with Zoom." And Jim Barry said, "I can figure out how to do PowerPoint." I'm sure you all have your own moments. Moments when you saw the waves, felt like you were starting to sink, felt like you were going under. And then something shifted, changed. A call, a person was there. Someone just when you needed them. Jesus uses all kinds of people to catch us before we go under. Because remember, Jesus has no hands, no mouth, no feet on earth these days but ours. And you can bet he uses them all. Yes, Peter should have kept his eyes on Jesus, and so should we. But when we don't, when we falter or even fail, Jesus will be there to grab us, to catch us, to support us and set us up straight again, ready to give it another go. Because Jesus, he is our Savior, our lifeline, the one who does for us when we cannot. Amen.